Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fan Hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in town. Steelers beat writer for the PG, Ray Fittipaldo, is on the hotline. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Chris, before we get started with the Steelers, I got to tell you, the opening of the baseball cards on air, that's got to become a regular segment.
I'm glad you liked it, because halfway through, I didn't trust myself on it.
No, but it's got to be, like, from my time period, like, anything from, like, late 70s to, like, early 90s. I mean, I just, like, relived my childhood through that little five-minute segment, so.
Well, thank you.
Not only did I know all those guys, I knew all those guys. Not only that, I could, like, picture them on their baseball cards, so. Shows you how lame I was when I was 12 years
were you
old.
Well, now I have to ask, were you a big baseball card collector? Because I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, when you were going through those cards, for some reason, my mind went off. And if you remember, I think it was 1984, must have been an Olympic year, and there was a USA baseball team. And for some reason, I thought, oh, they play for USA baseball. They must be, they're going to be great Major League Baseball players. And, like, two stars from that team never, ever made it in the majors. And those two guys were Odubey McDowell and Corey Snyder, if you remember those names.
I know McDowell's name because Deadspin did one of, like, a very nonsensical thing where somebody kept sending them McDowell's water bill from Florida, and they would just post it every month and wonder what he was using all this water on. That was the only reason I know that name at all. Snyder, I couldn't pick out of a lineup for you.
They never made it, so.
Well, there's always their time on the Olympic team, I suppose, or Team USA.
I suppose so.
I'm glad you liked it, though. Bottom line, Craig and I are very pleased in here that you enjoyed that segment, because there was a lot of doubt creeping into us after we actually performed the segment. Anyway, speaking of doubt, here's my segue. A lot of doubt among Steelers fans about Bud Dupree's ability to actually be effective. The Steelers picked up that fifth-year option, and you wrote that it was kind of a $9 million bet that they were making and that it had to do with a little move on the field, so tell people about it.
Yeah, T.J. Watt and Bud Dupree both talked about it earlier this spring, but we really didn't get the full explanation about the thoughts behind the move from the coaching staff until Keith Butler and Joey Porter addressed it yesterday. And basically, they feel like Bud Dupree missed a lot of sacks last year because the quarterback was able to see him coming from the left side because he played left outside linebacker. And they think by switching him to the right side and therefore rushing from the blind side on, let's face it, 90% of the quarterbacks are right-handed. So the quarterback won't have the ability to see Bud rushing this year, and they think that can potentially get him more sacks. The way I view it, Chris, is they're just trying to do everything they can to set that guy up for success. It was almost like T.J. Watt was an afterthought in all this. Not so much an afterthought. They just think so highly of him that they think he could do just as good a job on the left side as the right side. And it just feels like to me that they're trying to help Bud, trying to jumpstart him so he could finally maybe have a breakthrough season.
I mean, isn't sort of the risk of that, and this might seem convoluted logic-wise, Ray, but bear with me. Say this move works, okay, this flip, and they believe in TJ. TJ does fine. And say Bud Dupree finally blossoms into a guy that gets 10 sacks maybe this year, right? The best year of his career. Don't they then have to decide if Bud Dupree's really worth a long-term deal, even if this is kind of a one – you have to wonder, is this a one-year wonder if our change kind of sparks good things and wouldn't teams adjust to Bud Dupree going forward?
Well, maybe that's their thought process is this. Let's see if this is the answer. If this is the answer and he can give us 10 sacks every year, then maybe we'll do like a, you know, four-year deal worth, you know, $35 million, $36 million, where he's averaging, you know, in that $8 to $9 million a year range. Maybe that's their thought process. Because if it doesn't work out this year, let's say he only has 6 or 7 sacks. I don't know if the Steelers would do this, but they would have the right to pull that back and to say, hey, we're not going to pick up the fifth-year option now. You're a free agent. So there is that out there. They have never done that in the past few years. That would be the first time they do it. But if he doesn't have a good season, they do have that within their, you know, sort of their toolbox to go ahead and move on from him if they wish.
Yeah, I worry almost about a good season being kind of fool's gold is I guess my big concern there. But I'm assuming they would say, well, if he produces, he produces, and we're willing to take the risk. Ray Fittipaldo joining us right now, Steelers beat writer for the PG. In that same piece that you write about Bud Dupree, you also quoted Joey Porter and the idea that maybe sacks are not as big of a deal for Porter in terms of how he's evaluating his guys, yes?
Yes, and that has more to do with just the way the game is played now. The quarterbacks are taking more three-step drops than they ever have before. They're getting rid of that ball quicker than they ever have before, and it's just hard for those outside linebackers to get home like they used to. I mean, there's not a lot of guys like Joe Flacco or who are going to hold onto the ball, and you're going to be able to get those splash plays, those strip sacks that turn into big plays. They just don't happen as often as they used to. And, you know, they're dropping a lot more into coverage, and they're doing a lot of different things. So it's not like it was 15, 20 years ago when Joey Porter was playing. It's not like it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, when James Harrison was really a big part of this team. So it's really changed, and don't get me wrong, he wants those guys to get sacks, but I think he judges them in a different way than we've judged 3-4 outside linebackers from this team in the past.
Ray, what other stories besides maybe Dupree and this flip do you think are standing out? And maybe the quarterback situation, if Mason Rudolph can maybe push Landry Jones at all for the backup job. Are there any other stories that don't involve running backs not showing up or people saying that they're under pressure from the media that you feel like have pushed to the forefront at all?
Yeah, I mean, other than 84 and 26, I mean, they certainly dominated OTAs and minicamp. You know, I think I've mentioned this before to you guys. I think the whole James Washington thing, just counting on a rookie as much as they are going to count on this guy, I think that's going to be a storyline to watch once they get up to training camp. I think that's an awful lot of pressure to put on a rookie. I don't want to say they got away with it last year. They flourished last year because Juju Smith-Schuster was able to step in and to do that. And now they're asking a guy like James Washington to really, you know, to come in and do the same thing. So, to me, that's the biggest thing. You know, you mentioned a quarterback. That's going to be a storyline, obviously. The quarterbacks are always storylines. But replacing Martavis Bryant, you know, as much as they use 3 receivers and even 4 receivers, I think, you know, the number 3, number 4 receiver thing is something that, you know, we'll be talking about in late July and early August before they get into the preseason games.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers beat writer for the PG. We appreciate the time. We're glad. Apparently other people, let me put it this way, Ray, the baseball card segment drew strong reactions one way or another. Guy said he hated it to me on Twitter, I think because I didn't have more to say about them, but you might be, you might have caused us to go back to this baseball card thing in future weeks.
Chris, call me up. It's the summertime now. I got a little bit of free time. Maybe I'll even come in and we'll do that segment together.
One, yes, we're going to do that. Two, if Starkey's listening to this, he just like ran through a wall Kool-Aid man style at the mere thought of it. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Craig, the baseball, what is this? The baseball card segment was the biggest piece of throwaway nonsense when I was getting this show ready. I was almost embarrassed. And we've got people tweeting, the opening pack of baseball cards needs to keep happening. Do the 1987 Topps line next. And then we had a guy say, I'm so disappointed. Bilicki played for the Bucks and was a former number one pick. Swindell was passed over by the Bucks when they took Jeff King.
I've had 2 people stop by the studio unsolicited and say they loved that.
I wish I could predict anything that people are going to like in this business.
It's impossible.
Anything. agree with me, right? That took absolutely no prep. I said, here's a pack of baseball cards. Open it on the air. I'm just going to talk.
Believe me, for the people who think like this job is easy, the fact that that worked is mind-boggling to us. But because if we could just do no prep and open a pack of baseball cards every day, great. That's what we would do.
It's bizarre.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.